This is Danag, the Filipino Twilight Saga podcast.
Kamikaze watching everything go up in flames. Point my finger, but I wind up taking all the blame. Forgotten country, what would I sacrifice? For love of money, pay the ultimate price. Welcome to episode 17 of Danag, the Filipino Twilight Saga podcast. I'm Claire DeLune. Episode 17 is actually a recording of the panel discussion that we organized for the Manila International Book Fair last September 20, entitled The Twilight Saga New Moon Shapeshifting from Book to Film. The discussion was headed by Minami, Rome, and myself. If you were wondering where Mabel and Dane were, well, let's just say there was a lot of sand where they were that weekend. Just a bit of a warning for everyone, much of the discussion was conducted in a mixture of English and Tagalog for better facilitation, so our apologies to those who are not very familiar with our native language. Thanks to Tanya and Mark of Cosplay.ph for giving us the chance to hold the discussion and for assisting us in our logistics. Thanks also to the organizers of the book fair. Thanks to the New Worlds Alliance, and a very special thank you to Miss Isa of Hachette Book Group USA Philippines for dropping by and for donating some of the Twilight books that we raffled off to the attendees. So without further ado, here's our recording of our panel discussion, The Twilight Saga New Moon Shapeshifting from Book to Film. Ayan, introduce muna namin yung mga panelists. Ako muna. My name is Mean. So, on the forums and on TCP, ang code name ko doon is Claire DeLune. So, I'm one of the administrators of TCP.
I'm Sheila, and my code name sa forums is Minami.
Hi, I'm Leia. My code name sa forums is Romayel or Rome. I'm more known as Rome sa blog and sa forums.
Okay. Ayan. So, yung ating panel for today is about, diba, ang title niya is New Moon Shapeshifting from Book to Film. So we're going to talk about how the book is being adapted into a film based on what we know. So yung objectives natin today, we want to learn about the process of adaptation first para ma-appreciate natin siya, maintindihan natin kung paano ginagawa yung from book na nagiging movie. We're going to take a look at New Moon in more detail. Tanong ko muna kayo, kung ano yung mga books na nabasa nyo, na naging movie na super, super favorite nyo? Raise your hand. Anybody can answer.
Don't be shy. We don't.
Except Twilight. Twilight. So, something else.
Shopaholic. The contestant of a Shopaholic.
Okay.
The one with Ida Fisher.
Okay. Ayun. Bakit mo siya favorite? Or why do you think that it's a good adaptation of the book?
Mas gusto ko yung book compared to some
compared sa, pero you think na okay naman yung naging result nung translation? Okay. Sige. Or anybody else? Dami-dami.
There's so many books out there that has been translated to film. So, any other books aside from Confessions of a Shopaholic? Yon, excluding that, and Twilight. Okay. Any other? Come on.
Pride and Prejudice.
Okay,
Pride and Prejudice. So why do you? Bakit? Wait. Which one? Which Pride and Prejudice?
Yung kay Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley. So why? Why do you think it's a good adaptation?
Natakot siya bigla. Natakot siya bigla. Kahit na ano siya sa movie, in-adapt siya sa movie, andun pa rin yung parang nakuha talaga yung personality ng characters. So parang kahit hindi mo nabasa yung book, may in-love ka pa rin sa dun sa characters, dun sa film.
Any other?
Okay. Let the Right One In.
Oh! That one.
The vampire movie.
Yeah, it's like Swedish Twilight except with pedophilia.
Para hindi Twilight.
Thank you.
Okay, may qualifier siya. Mamaya, tandaan niyo yung mga ano, yung mga books na yun, tsaka mga movies na yun, and why you liked it. So we're going to, that's how we're going to analyze yung moon. Pag-usapan muna natin kung paano na-acquire yung rights to make a book into a movie. So usually yon, iba-ibang ways eh. Yung mga producers, some of them pumunta sila sa mga, or yung mga publishers, minsan pumunta sila sa mga international film fests, tas they're trying to shop around for producers for novels. Or minsan, yung mga producers, may nababasa sila na sa tingin nila, okay. So with, ano, sa case ng Twilight, somebody was working for Paramount, I think nabasa niya yung book. Doon pa lang sa editing stage. So ini-edit pa lang siya. Very, very raw manuscript siya. Nung nabasa niya, parang natuwa siya. So feeling niya, it will make a good movie. So binili ng, I think, Paramount, who owns MTV Films then, nung may MTV Films pa, parang wala na yata ngayon. Binili nila yung, ano, yung rights to Twilight. Even if hindi pa lumalabas, hindi pa siya napapublish. Tapos nagkaroon ng, ano, along the way, na-stuck sa development hell yung Twilight. Kasi ang Paramount, nagkaroon ng parang upheaval dun sa leadership nila. So ngayon, yung Summit Entertainment, nung kinausap niya yung isang executive from Paramount, parang tinanong niya kung meron ba kayong properties na parang you want to let go of that we can make a film. So, sinuggest yung Twilight. So, napunta siya sa Summit. Ngayon, ang masaya doon, bago na benta sa Summit yung Twilight, hindi siya yung movie na nakita natin. So, if you will believe it, si Bella ay isang varsity player doon sa script ng original na Twilight film bago siya nakarating sa Summit. So, totally pinalitan nila. Eh, di ba parang ang clumsy-clumsy ni Bella, tapos bigla ngayon, varsity player na siya. So, ang pangit, di ba? So, pagdating sa Summit, nag-insist si Catherine Hardwicke na, and also the producers, that it has to be more, kumbaga, faithful to the books. Kaya, naging ganun yung kinalabasan. So, we got at least a relatively faithful ano version of Twilight. After nila ma-acquire yung rights ng movie, ng book, so that's when you start writing the script. So, ang writer for Twilight and for New Moon, as you know, si Melissa Rosenberg, who also wrote,
Melissa Rosenberg is also famous for writing credits for Step Up, so she's also known for that. Currently, she's one of the executive producers of Dexter. It's not exactly, medyo, ano siya, gory show siya, so, not really for teens, but that's what her current work is. And I think she also was one of the scriptwriters for The OC. So she is very much into the teen, young adult genre. So that's why they got Melissa Rosenberg for the job.
Ang trabaho ng scriptwriter is to adapt the book. So merong difference between adapting the book and kumbaga, adaptation versus translation. Kasi makikita nito sa credits, diba? Based on the book by Stephenie Meyer. So it's based on the book. It's not necessarily the book na kinuha niyo lahat ng scenes, lahat ng lines, lahat ng characters, so kinuha niyo yung movie. So hindi ganun. Ang adaptation is you base it on the book, the spirit of the book and the characters and the plot. And then yun yung gagawin mong script if you're the scriptwriter. So if you were in Melissa Rosenberg's place. Ngayon, ang problema, meron diyang certain dilemma kasi sabi nga ng mga writers and directors, parang the more successful a certain work of art is in a certain medium, mas resistant siya to translating it to another medium. So, di ba Twilight, first person POV, binabasa niyo siya, nanababasa niyo thoughts ni Bella, ganun. So, it's successful as a book kasi talagang yung nangyayari sa kanya, na feel niyo, na parang nakaka-relate kayo, nababasa niyo. But, since it's so successful that way, that doesn't mean na pag tinranslate nyo siya into a movie, na ano siya, parang it'll work. So, to give you an example, hindi nyo ba feeling na parang naging schizophrenic yung Twilight na, Twilight the movie ha, na sa umpisa may nagnanarrate na Bella na, ano yung sinabi niya doon? I never ano, had a thought about how I would die. Ganun, di ba? Meron siyang narration. Tapos somewhere in the middle, nawala na yung narration. Nag-iba na yung point of view. Parang naging more third person na siya.
Tapos nakikita nyo na yung mga nangyayari elsewhere, hindi lang dun sa kanya. Nakikita nyo na yung mga vampires. Diba? Sila James. Wala si Mabel dito. Sayang. Patutuwa siya. Mention si James. Ayun. Yun yung ano, yun yung medyo dilemma with translating the book to ano, to a movie. So ngayon, kasi ang book, di ba, magsasatisfy siya ng certain literary conventions. So when it becomes a movie, dapat magsatisfy din siya ng certain cinematic conventions. Kumbaga, so it has to follow a certain, ano, a certain standard. Once you adapt something, ang first question dun is, sino ba yung audience? Who are you adapting for? In the case of, ano, of most of the movies, or most of the books that become movies, yung mga studios, they're not adapting for the fans, they're adapting for a general audience of moviegoers. So, for example, Twilight, may possibility na ang tina-target nila is more of the, siguro, romance genre or supernatural genre rather than specifically Twilighters. So, pag nanood kayo ng New Moon, huwag kayong feeling special na iisipin nyo na, ay, they made it for me. So, that's not the case. Actually, they made it for the people na who probably don't know much about Twilight kasi gusto nila mas marami yung manood. Dahil meron na silang audience, di ba? Parang kayo, whatever happens, you will watch New Moon. Tama?
Yes.
Baka hindi pala, hindi, ayoko na New Moon. Wala dun si Edward.
I'm actually curious eh, who among you, before watching Twilight, has read all four books? Show of hands. Okay? Who among you started to read the books after the film has shown? Okay? So
kayo yung tinarget ng sabi?
Kayo yung tinarget. So, you can just imagine. Okay? So, yeah, sila yung special. Kasi,
hindi sila.
Okay. That's actually the thing. If you notice, or at least personally, on my part, I was working kasi beside a bookstore. I will not name that particular bookstore. After, we had, our company kasi had a block screening of Twilight at the time. And immediately after the movie, the group of people who I was with actually didn't read the books. When they went down and the bookstore was still open, all of them bought all four books in one fell swoop. So that's the generated effect. So if a book was able to do that, or at least a movie was able to do that, for me it's a successful adaptation because it allows you to, okay, I'm more curious about the book. I want to know any details that might have been left out, or I want to know more about any details about the book, how it's going to translate itself. So that's why I needed to have a show of hands. So I have an idea in terms of who among you have actually read the books and you want to see it brought to the screen, and who among you eventually read the books after watching the movie. So if you're one of the people who read the books after watching the movie, then I think the adaptation was a success.
So, parang in the case of ano of New Moon, New Moon pa rin is primarily young adult literature, di ba? So, more of the romance thing and may konting... Ang tawag na nga nila yata ngayon is supernatural romance.
Yeah.
Yung mga ganong classic books. Mm-hmm. Di ba? So, it's romance in yung operative word doon. So, ang core audience mo doon is young girls. Di ba? Teenagers. Pero may mga lalaki dito. Yay!
Go Twilight guys.
Twilight guys.
Twilight guys in the house.
Ayan. So yung primary audience mo, young adult. But if you're making the movie, tapos ang tatargetin mo lang itong mga young adults na to, parang it will not appeal to the older people. So for example, kung yung isang tatay, dapat sasamahan sana niya yung anak niya manood ng New Moon. Hindi niya sasamahan kasi hindi niya type yun, di ba? Dahil, yeah, eh, pang bata naman yan or pang teenager naman yan. So, hindi mag-a-appeal sa kanya. So, they have to make it in a way na mag-a-appeal siya to a broader audience rather than just your, parang, the small target of the books. Ayan. So, ngayon, one other thing na the scriptwriter has to try to figure out is kung ano yung parang what grabs them emotionally about a certain book. Kasi yun yung kailangan na makita nila para yun yung maisulat nila sa script. And also, every single scene will point to that same direction. Siguro in Lord of the Rings, for example, if you read the books, parang what will really grab you about it is yung journey ni Frodo, di ba? Siya yung bida doon, si Frodo. So it's, when they translated it,
talagang parang sinundan nila yung how, what really happened to Frodo as the ring bearer. And siguro with Harry Potter naman, ano ba with Harry Potter? And anyway, Time Traveler's Wife. With Time Traveler's Wife, nung inano nila yun, nung tinranslate nila, siguro it's the unusual, di ba medyo unusual yung love story ng Time Traveler's Wife. So yun yung what emotionally grabs you in the book. Yun din yung dapat makita mo sa movie. As a writer, that's what you're supposed to write. So minsan, nakakalimutan yun ng ano, ng mga writers. So ngayon, tatanungin ko kayo, nung binasa niyo yung New Moon, what grabbed you emotionally about New Moon? Ano yung na-feel nyo when yung binasa nyo siya? Yung mga ano super Edward fans lang yung may ayaw.
Yeah, I know.
Nagtatago si Mina.
Okay.
Oh, yung si Mina daw, what grabbed you about New Moon?
All the Edward scenes.
See? Precise.
All the Edward scenes. Therefore, when you watch New Moon, nakita nyo, ang dami Edward, di ba?
Oh, see.
Ako yung target
audience. Then, seriously, as in,
what
from
did
the
you
like
most about New Moon?
Oo.
What? For me, yung cheesy, pero yung coping up with a broken heart, yung ganung theme.
Okay.
Kung paano nag-cope up si Bella. Tapos, actually, first ko nabasin yung movie before Twilight.
Okay
na. Medyo weird yung like, kasi yun yung una ko nakita mo, sir. Hindi ako aware dun sa Twilight before pa siya nung pre-movie. And then, dun ako lalo na-indab kay Edward, actually. Hinahanap ko siya. Yes, sa
New Moon.
Hinahanap-hanap ko siya hanggang sa makita ko na nung bumalik siya. Kaya, ayun, yung dun sa team na yun, yung paano nag-cope up si Bella.
Buti na lang for si Guido, kahit hindi mo in-skip.
Ay, hindi na ba. Hinanap ko siya per page. Kasi, ano eh. yun yung disappointing actually sa movie. Sorry. Pero, ayoko nung part na yung apparition niya. Mas maganda actually, nag-stick sila with the voice. Mas mapipil mo yung logging.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that later. Sige. O yun. Anyone else? Si Ronald, what grabbed you about the
movie? Grabbed you about New Moon?
Jacob?
What?
What? One of the guys, ayan, para masaya. One of the guys naman yung sasagot. Kasi yung mga girls, madali lang yun. O yung guys. Oh. Kasi ko yung yun. Ayaw kay Ronald.
Ewan kasi parang what I liked about Twilight, yung aside, yung what says, it's wish fulfillment yung Twilight, like you said a long time ago sa muna tayo nagkita.
Yes.
Parang you have this, you're a new girl in a new school. And then the good bad boy, kasi kung isipin yung bad boy naman si Edward, except he's being good for you, which is very nice.
Yes.
So di ba parang yun na yung attraction ng Twilight. Kasi pagdating sa New Moon, you've got a whining teenage girl, which is never fun for like ilang pages. So, it's not my favorite book. So, feeling ko, I won't be disappointed with the movie kasi I did not like the book.
Oh, at least honest siya. Oh, ang Twilight Christian. We're looking at you. Sama.
Yeah.
Aba, nakiupo pa! Okay.
Ganun yun eh. Hindi, ano ba? What's the question?
And what grabbed you emotionally about New Moon?
What's New Moon? Grabbed you emotionally? Well, emotionally, kasi of all four books, it's the most emo book.
Yeah.
Imagine yung pacing through those how many pages na month lang yung nakalagay, di ba? Hindi, pero what I liked about New Moon perhaps are the action scenes. Not really action, but the racy, speedy scenes na lang.
Racy pa! PG-13.
Yung fast, parang fast-paced scenes sa Volterra. It really gets you going eh. Na, bigla ka, ayan, bababa na sila.
Ayaw mo nung mga werewolf parts.
Vampire. I'm not a werewolf.
Okay, fine. Ayan. So kung kayo yung nagsusulat, malamang, yun yung kalalabasan ng New Moon. Pag si Echo nagsulat nun, puro mga, emo. Race to Volterra, gano'n.
Pagtapat natin.
So, Emo sila. So we'll find out kung ano yung emotional hook para kay Melissa Rosenberg once we see the whole film. So anyway, some things to remember before we go to New Moon itself. Some things to remember about yung adapting from books to films. So, ang standard screenplay or script for a two-hour movie is 120 pages only. So, that's one page of a script equals 1 minute on film. So, 120 pages equals 120 minutes. So, two-hour film. So, imagine nyo na lang kung paano i-compress yung New Moon na ganyang kakapal into 120 pages of... Hindi pa yun maliliit, ha? Diba? Pag binasa mo yung mga script, malalaki yung spaces nun. So imagine niyo na lang kung paano, kung gaano kahirap yung trabaho ng writer in trying to decide what will go into the script and what will not. But since we talked about yung emotional hook, yun. Yung kung ano yung nag-hook sa kanya, that has to decide for her kung anong scenes yung mawawala at anong scenes yung hindi mawawala. Kasi kailangan true to the vision of what she thinks New Moon is supposed to be as a movie. Diba? Yun. Tapos, what takes about 10 pages to happen in a book will probably happen for like 10 seconds on film. So, for example, si Bella, dinescribe niya si Edward, he's so beautiful, blah, 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 blah. Page. Kahit na 3 pages yun, pag sinute mo si Robert Pattinson in a certain way, you get it. Diba? Ba't tawa ng tawa to? Kinikilig yata siya sa idea na
3 pages equals Rob.
Oh, equals Rob. Okay na, Matthew. 3 pages equals Rob. Ayun, so, kailangan mo naisip nyo rin yun as you go into watching the film. Ayan. Tapos, one more thing. If a certain scene in the movie, hindi niya in-enhance yung story ng book that, the story of the film that you want, you have to feel free to take it out. Diba? So, as an example, ito, Prince Caspian. Medyo bago-bago. So, sa example ng Prince Caspian, marami silang dinelete na parts dun sa umpisa. Kasi ang umpisa ng Prince Caspian in the book is bata pa lang siya, and then meron siyang astronomy lessons with the professor, meron siyang training with his Uncle Miraz, ganun. Pero, pagdating mo sa movie, wala na yun. You immediately get to the part na pinanganak yung anak ni King Miraz, yung supposedly mag-ascend sa throne. If you watch the whole movie, parang may isip mo, kung inilagay pa nila yun, useless na. Kasi na-explain naman nila along the way na ito yung influensya ng professor, ito yung influensya ni Miraz sa kanya. So there's no need to show that whole ilang chapters, yata one chapter. So yun. So you have to feel free to chuck out whatever na hindi sa tingin nyo na, if you're the writer, ha, na sa tingin nyo, hindi ma-enhance yung adaptation. In the case of, let's say, sino yung sumagot kanina? Si Confessions of a Shopaholic. Name a certain scene in the book that did not appear in the film. Napaisip to rin siya. Shucks, matagal na ba yun? Medyo matagal na. Sige, in Twilight, anong scene yung meron sa book na hindi nag-appear sa film? Ha? Carla.
Yes. Ah, okay.
Ah, the whole thing about the Volturi, yung kinikwento. Oh, yun. So, kaya isipin nyo, if you were writing it, matagal din yun, ha? Kasi mahaba-habang exposition yun, magkikwento siya ng history ng Volturi. Wala naman nangyari doon sa adaptation, di ba? Kasi wala naman yung mga Volturi doon sa Twilight. So, it's okay to take out that scene. Because it doesn't do anything for your film anyway. Parang kung ipapasok mo lang yun, magtataka pa yung mga tao, sino yung Volturi na yun? Tapos hindi mo na sila man makikita ever, di ba? Siguro better for them to put that scene into New Moon, the movie, dahil nandun na yung mga Volturi. So malamang, you'll probably see some flashbacks or something.
Yeah, there is already in the trailer we showed earlier.
Na flashbacks.
So if you started watching if you've seen the MTV extended trailer for New Moon, you would realize that the first 10 seconds actually of the movie is a flashback. So, if your eyes are sharp, you would actually see Carlisle there. So, Carlisle is actually in the first 10 seconds. But then he's part, challenge on spot Carlisle. Watch the MTV extended trailer again. So
Spot Carlisle.
Spot Carlisle.
Parang where's Waldo?
So we'll try to pause it. And to be honest, mukhang totoy si Carlisle.
Well, bata pa siya nun, di ba?
Well, technically bata. Yeah, so yon. So there are, at least now it makes sense if you're going to look at it. I mean, among all of the books, the Volturi became really prominent in New Moon. So it doesn't really make sense if you include it in Twilight. It would add more questions rather than answers. So when you enter a movie, there has to be that balance of a certain level of closure, yet you're gearing up for more. So it would suggest, that's the reason why, for me, sa Twilight, I think the inclusion of the last bit where Victoria was ascending down the stairs, it's not really in the book. So, yun. So, it makes more sense, actually, if you include the backstory. Since Carlisle did become part of the Volturis for a time being, so he was really, it makes sense to put it there. So, there you go. Carlisle is there. Okay?
Hi, Carlisle.
Hi, Carlisle.
Lagay mo lang dyan, eh. Go, mutang.
Yun, pause. Eh, parang it makes more sense to put it in New Moon compared to Twilight. Because, essentially, what I said earlier, when you sell a movie, it has to be a complete experience in a way. Yet, it would give that indication that you want something more. So that's what actually happened with Lord of the Rings. For me, I think the experience was I didn't read the books, but when I watched the first Lord of the Rings, I knew it was a close movie, but it felt bitten. So it made me want to watch the succeeding movies. So it was a good adaptation on my part. For my friends who were really Tolkien fans, there were some things they were questioning about the book, but they were really happy. They were satisfied with how it translated itself on screen. So that's, I think, a good. You can't really take all of the details and put it in the book. It's not an adaptation anymore. It's a, what's the term you use?
Translation.
For example, there was a joke I can't remember in Harry Potter. Oh, yeah, a Catherine Hardwicke joke about if you were to translate. Okay, I'll read the word. Translate Twilight into a movie, it would be 6 hours long. Even Stephenie Meyer actually admitted if she were the one to screenplay the whole movie, it would be really 6 hours long. So I think it's important that they were able to maintain that.
So it's not always a good idea na yung pagsusulat ng screenplay is also the writer of the book. Kasi mahihirapan siya na magtanggal kasi perfect na sa kanya yung book. Yeah. Anyway. Another thing about the movies, yung scenes, there are certain scenes that may be combined even if hindi siya chronological. So, as an example, for example, Eragon. Sino nakanood ng Eragon? Sino nakabasa ng Eragon? Ayan. Anyway, example lang, kunyari lang, sa Eragon, merong scene doon sa book na he's polishing his sword. Tapos, oh, ba't natatang si Ronald? Sorry. Okay, he's polishing his sword. Ayan. Tapos, like, a few pages later, you see him talking to his mentor. As in, meron silang exchange of ideas or whatever. But, in the movie, pwede mo siyang gawin na he is talking to his mentor while he's polishing his sword. So,
don't mind.
Okay. Ayun, di ba? So, pwede mo i-combine. Which is perfectly okay as long as you do not lose the spirit of the scene or the, parang the character. Basta intact pa rin naman siya, si Eragon pa rin yun, yung mentor pa rin niya, same lesson, same polishing of the sword. Okay lang, di ba? Yun. Tapos another thing, dapat okay lang na mag-change yung certain parts ng plot. Hindi ibig sabihin na papalitan mo yung buong thing, but certain parts of the plot, it's okay to change it as long as you still point towards your original vision of what the film is supposed to be like. So again, Prince Caspian. Balik tayo doon. Kasi yun yung medyo na-restructure talaga. In the book, sobrang daming flashbacks lang siya. Kinikwento lang ng dwarf kung ano yung nangyari kay Prince Caspian. And then, walking in the forest, talking, walking in the forest, talking, hanggang end. Bago magkaroon ng battle. So parang, imagine nyo kung ginawa nilang movie yun, di ang boring nun, di ba? So they had to do something. They restructured it a bit para mas logical for us kung ano yung nangyari kay Caspian simula dun sa pagkapanganak nung anak ng uncle niya etc., etc., and then they put in a whole big battle scene in the middle. So, ganon, na-restructure siya. So, yun lang yung mga certain parang elements from adapting a book to a movie that we hope that you will remember when you watch New Moon. So, ngayon, pag-uusapan na natin yung New Moon itself. So, ayan, kayo na bahala doon kasi ayoko magpa-spoil masyado pero mukhang masuspoil na ako ngayon.
So, where do you want to begin? Which,
what do we know about the adaptation so far based on the clips, the images, the trailers?
Okay. Well, if you've I'll probably reference back sa MTV extended na trailer. What are your reactions? What did you immediately feel after Jane said this may hurt a little? So what's your reaction? Please share.
Don't be shy. Again, we don't bite.
We just drink your blood.
Yeah, we just drink your blood. Come on.
I'm excited.
Teka, wait. Gusto ba nila? Okay lang ba sa kanila mo pa-spoil? Okay lang.
I'm here, aren't you?
You're here. Okay, so any reactions, please? What did you feel? You. What's your name? Sorry. You with the knapsack. I haven't watched it. So who watched it? There were people here who were here earlier. So what did you feel when you saw the trailer?
Syempre, excited.
Okay, it made you excited. So
tapos,
that's good.
Ang daming questions na lumino na parang bakit? Bakit? Volvo? Bakit gold yung mata ni Edward doon nasa Voltaire?
Mm-hmm.
But
siya na?
Nakatax! Parang naligo ba siya?
But if it's wrong.
If it's wrong, okay. Expect that he might have, he will miss like 6 showers. Okay. Bad. Okay. Oh, di ba? So he's a method actor, remember? So since vampires don't take a bath, he doesn't. Meron man. Wala lang. I'm just equating logic, okay? So, method actor. A character that doesn't take a bath. Yun na yun. Okay, next. There's a wrong fan beside me, so she might kill me. Okay, how about you, Pao? What's your reaction when you saw the trailer for the first time?
Wow, Volturi.
Okay. Wow, Volturi.
Hindi kasi it's actually the first time na makikita mo yung Volturi . So it's going to be parang you've waited for it na makita mo sila on screen. Kasi diba walang spoilers ng pictures or anything. So it's like, yun pala ang Volturi. Yun yung tinatago nilang Volturi.
So, yeah, I think they kept the Volturi. Well, the initial promotions of New Moon, if you notice, it all focused on Jacob and Bella, and then some bit of Edward, and Alice, obviously. But there wasn't really any indication about the Volturi until the infamous leak. Okay, infamous leak. Okay, why infamous? Because it made to Perez Hilton. Someone actually posted headshots of the Volturi. Okay, so. So yon, when they posted it, it spread like wildfire. So I think it started in Live Journal, and then everybody picked it up. So unfortunately for Summit, if they were trying to keep the Volturi as their biggest secret, it was out of the bag. So in a way, they were forced already to craft it in that particular manner, and. Wow, Volturi. I will agree. My initial reaction, you mentioned that you had reactions about bakit black Volvo, bakit gold yung mata ni Edward. I actually have the same reactions like what you have. But the first time I saw the trailer, which includes the Volturi, kasi there are already 2 versions of that particular trailer. If you notice, the extended version contained about 4 additional scenes compared to the one released in Van Slam, compared to the one released in front of Sorority Row. The scenes included is the absence of him makes the school scenes, and then Jacob saying, please do it for me, don't go to Volterra, and then they're about to come. Yeah, you can go to hell. Roba, Edward has, para has ano has. You can go to hell. But buti na lang it's still an American accent. And then there's another bit in the extended trailer that was. Pero even if I saw I saw the details that you were looking that you had a problem with at the second run. But when I watched it for the first time, I was like, okay, for the first time, it looks like a blockbuster. It looks cinematical. It looks complete.
It's not blue.
It's not blue. So that's my initial reaction. And then afterwards, when I watched it again, okay, I mean, some really, really overseas fans were starting to upload HD versions of the trailer. You now start to nitpick certain scenes. I mean, it's easy to freeze frame them, okay? And then you start seeing certain amazing details, okay? So, they know that I love New Moon to death, okay? Among all of the four books, New Moon is actually my favorite. Non-negotiable yun, okay? For one major reason, among all of the four books, it's actually the most cinematical in terms of it's going to be adapted because they went outside of Forks, they went to Italy, they have the race, and then you now have an idea of who the ruling class is. So, for me, it was really that. And at the same time, among all of the books I've read, no one else has portrayed depression as very, very clearly as how Steph did by those just mere four pages. October, November, December, January. Then waking up. That one paragraph. So, it encapsulated it because I have a few guy friends who were able to, who I lent a Twilight, a New Moon audiobook. And then the immediate reaction that they said, you know what? She accurately described how it feels to be depressed. So it was effective. These are guys, not girls. So these are guys. So they actually, it was actually portrayed. So for me, I liked it. It became cinematical. And it appeals already to more audiences. I mean, it has to be that way. So in the same way as we discussed earlier about Twilight, that it has to be packaged, not just catering to a certain niche, but it has to include a lot bigger audiences. So I think the trailer gave a more complete picture of that. Anything like that, Sheila? No?
New Moon is her favorite film. Favorite book. Eclipse ako.
Edward
part. Yeah, Edward part. So, kayo, what kind of adaptation do you want New Moon to be like? Parang, if you were adapting New Moon, ano yung gusto yung makita dun sa movie?
Yeah, yung mga non-negotiable scenes na parang it should not be left out in the book.
Yung kasi ako, yung pinag-uusapan namin kahapon, nila Rome, sabi ko, kailangan, merong commitment si Melissa Rosenberg or si Chris Weitz as to what to do with yung relationship ni Bella and ni Jacob. Kasi alam naman natin na medyo biniplay up na nila yung love triangle, di ba? But I gusto ko for most of the movie na may commitment sila. It's either they're just friends or Jacob is a rival already. So, pero from what we've seen, since nagpa-pop up pa si Edward, Force Ghost Edward, dun sa sa trailer, dun sa habang nagbabike siya. Ano yun yung sabi namin sa
It's si Dane. 100 points.
100 points. Oy, Edward, 100 points.
Okay. Edward wanted 100 points.
Oo, parang nag-Gran Turismo or something.
Uh-oh.
Edward, 100 points. Edward, 200 points.
Fall in the water, spot Edward, 200 points.
500 points.
500 points. Oo, oh, pala malaki yun.
Underwater na yun eh. Ayan. Anyway, yun. So since nakikita pa natin yung, ayan o, lagyan mo na 100 points.
Caption, 100 points.
Photoshop na yan.
Spot Edward.
Ayan, di ba? So since nakikita natin siya dyan, we know na hung up pa rin si Bella sa kanya. So ibig sabihin, yung adaptation is going for the friends only, Bella is confused thing.
Which is okay, kasi at least it's closer to canon than than i-play up nila na rival talaga si Draco.
Yeah, because essentially, at Twilight, it seemed as if
oo, lalaban siya sa ending.
It played as if, at the ending scene, it played as if Jacob will really bite Edward for being there at the prom. Parang ganun. There's already that. But for New Moon, it seems, based on the trailer, I think the friendship card is going to be played a lot more. Which is good, because the love triangle was actually established more in Eclipse. I mean, it was only in Eclipse when Bella realized that she cannot live without Draco. It's not in New Moon. So, it was just more consistent about being friends. But
so kayo, ano yung things in New Moon the book that you think is essential na hindi nila palitan sa movie?
Yeah. Any scene in New Moon that you feel that should be retained?
Or ano, di ba kanina may mga objections na kayo over certain things?
Okay. So, someone mentioned about the yellow eyes.
Oh no, the eyes. Oh, nga.
Sure.
Yeah. You mentioned something about why gold pa rin yung eyes ni Edward sa Volterra. That's our question as
That's
well.
Our question.
Kasi yung sabi ko nga, for me personally, it's okay to see the Volturi. Diba kasi gutom rin yung Volturi, no? So dapat black eyes din sila. Pero sa akin, from an adaptation viewpoint, it's okay na red yung mata ng mga Volturi. Kasi at least you know they're evil. Tapos parang hindi naman masyadong na-establish from Twilight that there's a change. At least, if you read the book, you know. But if you didn't, tapos pumasok ka lang doon, uy, red eyes, evil. Gold eyes, good guys. Yeah, so at least, madali. Pero, in-establish doon sa Twilight the movie na, di ba, they made a big deal out of
the eyes.
Hey, did you have contact lenses? Yung ganun, di ba? So, yun, nagtataka rin kami doon na bakit gold yung mata niya pagdating doon sa ano.
It could be a change of director. Kasi iba vision ni Catherine Hardwick. Depends din sa director. Diba?
Yeah, true.
Yung iba ngayon yung kan, iba yung vision ni Chris White, iba yung vision ni Catherine Hardwick. So, depending on whoever's handling the, Chris White, whoever's handling the franchise or whoever's handling the movie at the moment, it could kan. Parang like, Catherine would probably think it's important for those little things. Si Chris White's mas important sa kanya other things. So, yun.
I think it varies. It's really going to vary, especially for a franchise like this that now currently is already in production for Eclipse, and David Slade is the one doing it.
And he's taking it into a more into a darker direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gory.
Yung vampires coming out of the water.
So that particular point, Edward with gold eyes. So I also had an issue with that, but for me, I'm despite that, my initial reaction was really, okay, now the film looks more cinematical. So, I'll probably be able to ignore it. Just as long as...
Because it's a little thing.
Yeah, it's a little thing. Just as long as they were able to capture the essence really of New Moon. I mean, the only thing that would make me have an issue with New Moon is that, for example, Edward dies or... something drastic that is really different from the book happened in the movie. I don't mind a few additions or deletions because...
Should I say that I read the...
Go ahead. I actually read a leaked script of New Moon. And based on what I read, there are actually several additions to the movie to make sure that it would immediately flow itself really, really well into Eclipse. So I think that's Melissa Rosenberg's way of making sure that there's a certain level of continuity. So I don't mind the additions or deletions as long as on the essence, what is really the essence of New Moon? Edward leaves Bella. Bella tries to move on and finds Jacob as a friend. And then in the process, because she was so desperate to have Edward... To nurture that feeling of loss, she does all of these adrenaline junkie stuff. I mean, cliff diving and everything else. And then she finds out that, or I mean, at least Edward finds out that actually Bella is dead. It's, if you're going to remember, Stephanie Meyer based New Moon in from Romeo and Juliet. So in that particular scenario, I mean, when Romeo found out that Juliet is dead, he tried to kill himself. So goes to Volterra, wants to be killed in a grand fashion, a burying. And then eventually they realize that the Volterra realize, I mean, it's not really important. We can let them go. And then whatever fate decides in terms of actually one of the things I'm looking forward to is the vote. So if to decide that at least it's a moot point that everyone else is agreeing that I will become a vampire. So that's one of the items. So it's I've actually seen reactions in the blog that says it's already complete what do I need to see. When they watch the trailer, bakit pa ako manonood? They showed everything. So, but actually, it's not. And if you've read the book, it's really complete. I mean, it's more of just you seeing if it was really adapted well. So you really don't miss anything. Except for if there are people in the audience who haven't read the books but would want to watch the movie. That's a different thing altogether. So, but if you've read the books before watching the movie, you really know what's going to happen. So the only thing that would be really important for you if the adaptation was good. Okay, again, adaptation, not translation. There are two different things. So it would be a struggle for me not to nitpick because I did say that Newman is my favorite book. But for as a movie goer, since I love movies, so I will look at New Moon based on a moviegoer's perspective and not a person who read the books. So, if it's complete, it's enough. I mean, when I watched Twilight, I actually gave it a rating of a 7.5 out of 10. So, it passed me. So, they were worse. They were rating it like 4, 2...
I was 7. Sila.
They were worse. Immediately after the advanced screening, I gave it a rating of a 2.
I think your average na was around 5 or 6.
Yeah, they were worse. I mean, immediately out of the movie,
where they had like a 1 or a 2 and a
3. Yeah, but immediately out of the movie, I mean, J.W. Black said, I'm giving the rating of the movie a 2. Okay.
Ano naman, most of our complaints were how the story is, or not most of it, hindi nitpicking it. It's more of, it's the acting. It's yung mga technical issues about the adaptation rather than wala tong scene na to. Ayoko nga marinig yung yung And the Lion Fell in Love with the Lamb. Eh.
Oh, that was
personally ayaw ko siyang marinig in the movie.
Yeah.
But it was there, so whatever.
Yeah, I'm actually afraid that particular line, forbidden to remember, terrified to forget. I'm afraid that that's going to be a voiceover.
No,
voiceovers.
So I'm afraid. I think I'd rather they stick to the omniscient point of view. Meaning, take the voice outside of. I mean, if you can easily portray the emotions. That particular scene wherein Bella was, as in, she was crying on her bed. Okay. If you remember, at some point within the book, they said that she didn't fool me. She was, I can hear her crying at night. So I think that at least, I don't want to have a scene wherein Charlie voiceovers, I hear my daughter. I hear my daughter.
Hindi lang skip so yun.
Oh, yeah. So si Charlie. Sipin mo, pati si Charlie may voiceover na rin.
Dito, actually sa akin, parang mas sina-challenge si Kristen Stewart at si Chris White if they will have no voiceover because Kristen has to act really well to convince you that she is depressed and heartbroken and whatever. And challenge yun for Chris White to be able to get that kind of acting out of Kristen rather than rely on the voiceover.
Yeah,
na nag-internalize siya ng thoughts. Kasi ano yun actually cheating yun sa part ni Melissa Rosenberg eh. Kasi ang trabaho nung scriptwriter is to take out all the internal thoughts and make it external or make it something that you see on screen. So, ang daya. Diba? Nanda daya siya doon. So, ngayon, ang tanong doon, gano'ng kagaling umarte si Kristen? Kaya ba niya yon?
Patay.
Agree.
Well, biased lang. Pwede ako biased ako because I'm a Kristen Stewart fan. So,
ako, ano lang ako, Peter Facinelli fan. So, wala pa kaya lang sa inyo.
Hindi, ako may bias ako eh. I mean, but I'm not biased enough that I can't spot her mistakes. I mean, I've watched all of her films and to this date, I still love how she was in Speak. I mean, that particular indie film, it's another book to film translation, a book to TV film translation. It's by Laurie Hales Anderson. So it's about a 13-year-old. Siya yun. So it's Kristen Stewart. And I love her acting from start to finish. So that made me really watch out the girl's career because she's becoming an indie darling eh. Until she's propelled to Twilight. So that's essentially changed the ballgame. So I think she's nangangapa pa rin. Because all of her films are actually, I mean, in terms of experience, she actually has a lot of films under her credit. But none of them are blockbusters, or rarely they are. The only blockbusters I think she had is Panic Room, Zathura, and The Messengers.
Okay siya sa Zathura.
Yeah, she is okay in Zathura.
Okay siya sa Zathura kasi she spends most of the time frozen.
I know. Ayan, bias.
You hate her, you.
Again. Essentially, that's it. So, that's what I'm looking forward to. So, that's, I'm hoping, I actually discussed it with Mayan yesterday, that I'm hoping that part of the trailer when she said absence about, I mean, I hope it's just part of the promotions and not actually part of the film. So,
or it could be she was talking to somebody else. Tapos kinuha lang yung voiceover from that scene. To that, para i-voice over dun sa scenes na yun.
Yeah, so that's, I'm hoping that's going to be it. But, if that's going to be her thinking again, I'm going to be afraid. I mean, one of the things I'm actually already scared about the New Moon adaptation is Chris White's view of the Volturi. But, he visioned it as, he doesn't want the Transylvania-type vampires, which I think was effectively showcased on the trailer.
Kayo, okay lang sa inyo.
Okay lang sa inyo na hindi mukhang Transylvanian vampire sa Volturi. It's not dark.
Kasi mukha siya, sabi nga ni Eko, parang nasa cathedral yung ano nila.
Oo.
Yung throne room. Oh, St. Peter's Basilica daw. Pero okay lang sa inyo yun.
Are you okay with that? I mean, kasi when, if, at the thing, the book kasi, pictures the Volturi as if they're the oldest vampires and they're dark brooding, all of these things. Parang, it's as if it's like an homage to Anne Rice, although Stephanie Meyer never read Anne Rice. But are you okay with that? Are you guys okay with Chris White's interpretation that the Volturi members are actually just regular human beings living in a cathedral of their own?
I am.
I know you are. Are you okay? How about the rest? Are you okay with that? Okay, good. So, it's actually the director, actually. So, that's his take. I mean, if David Slade were to adapt New Moon, he'd probably have a different take about how the Volturi is. I mean, gauging from some of the reports initially. So, there might be the Transylvanian vampires we're looking for. So, but that's it. I mean, on my part. So,
at this point, may questions kayo or violent reaction?
Okay, so meron ba kayong reactions? I mean, please, ano, this is a venue eh. I mean, you can't rant about it to anyone else. So if you want to, parang if you have any questions about it, say something about it.
Yeah, so labas kayo na sa manan
loob. Labas kayo na sa manan loob, okay lang yun.
The Black Volvo,
okay. Oh yeah, unfortunately, we don't know.
Kasi yung silver Volvo, iconic siya. Parang ginawa mo yung Batmobile, ginawa mong purple.
I'm sorry, you're talking to a person who loves purple, anything purple, so...
Second reaction.
Ayun. So, yun.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised kasi I've seen a lot also of reactions in the forums.
Bakit black yung Volvo? Actually, nagulat niya kasi, di ba, parang akala nila, nag-start sa Eclipse.
Okay.
Tapos naglabas yung Twilight Lexicon na sabi, parang don't worry, parang silver pa rin yung Volvo kasi yung ginamit namin yung sa New Moon pa rin. Tapos biglang lumabas yung trailer, black yung Volvo, tapos naging SUV.
Mm-hmm.
They said the Volvo is
Volvo is like dark gray daw. Merong merong fan picture sa merong isang blog with a fan picture, kinuna nila yung lahat ng vehicles sa Eclipse set. Tapos nandun yung Carlisle's car is really black, di ba? Tapos yung Volvo na dito sa site, so medyo lighter siya than Carlisle's car. So I'm thinking tama, dark gray or silver, but still it's parang still a stretch from silver, di ba? So,
yeah. I miss the best actor in Twilight. So,
the Volvo C30.
The Volvo C30 is the best actor in Twilight, eh. Darn that drift. The drift is actually para, ooh, okay. Any other reactions aside from the black Volvo and the golden eyes? What are your para what are the things that you didn't like about what you've seen so far? Because they are at least releasing a lot of sales. So, obviously, the promotions are going to start already. So, from the book release
Here's
one,
is, ano, wag lang sana patayin ni Ronald, pero did you ever really agree with, ano, yung casting ni Chaos? Or is that how you envisioned it?
No.
Nothing against JCB, but, I mean, ano lang, yung casting per se.
Mm-hmm.
How did you see Chaos?
Chaos, yun. A lot older. Okay. How about you?
Any okay lang kay Ronald.
How about you guys? I mean, what did you do you agree with the casting of Jamie Campbell Bauer as Chaos? I mean, based on how you visualize the book or Chaos in the book. Do you agree? Do you not agree?
Cuz he looks like when against each other, the three of them. He looks like the little brother, the baby brother nung sa kanila, so parang awkward tingnan na he's like this the regal looking guy, he's part of the royal class, tapos biglang, but parang maliit yung, he's very powerful, mas ang lit-lit, tapos ang bata-bata yung tingnan compared sa kanila.
Okay, sure.
Akong JCB, ano dito, apologies. Kasi I'm thinking naman, di ba, Caius has no powers sa libro. Parang maybe to emphasize that, wala ka naman powers, panda ka pa. Hindi siyempre mo. Diba? Mas na masculining, so it gives him something to draw his anger from. I don't know.
So, the metaphors too literal.
Well, ako I also had issues as well with the casting per se. When Michael Sheen was cast, he was the first one of the Volturi that was cast. Okay, fine. Then, afterwards, the next publicity was Chaos. So, okay. So, we're thinking, possible, depending now on who's going to be cast as Marcos. So, if it's equally the same age as Chaos, it would make sense. But, if it's not, which really what happened, I mean, Christopher Heyerdahl is nearly the same age as Michael Sheen. So, okay. I'm now just thinking that I'm hoping to, as in, I'm hoping to death that Jamie Campbell Bauer will be able to push through that. Because there are a good number of fans who are starting to huh? And then the steel is like, isn't he supposed to be snowy white hair? On a nitpicking aspect, there are also some people, he's blonde, but he's, ano yung joke? Yeah, parang siyang, ano, younger Lucius Malfoy ba yun? There was this parang joke na parang siyang Lucius Malfoy Jr. So, okay. Alam ko si Draco Malfoy ang Lucius, younger Lucius Malfoy eh. Pero, that's it. So, there were certain, ano. So, I'm rooting for Jamie Campbell Bauer kasi na he can pull through because I can just imagine the roundups on the promotions. The guy is going to be such an entertaining person to interview.
Yes.
Yeah, because his tweets are entertaining. And one of the things that I'm also scared about the promotions, actually, is that Robin Kristen might probably be outshined by Dakota Fanning.
Yay!
Yeah, that's my major fright.
Actually, they won't mind.
Yeah, they
won't.
Considering
how much they're hiding right now.
Yeah, but they won't mind. But that's my own item. Because if you notice, if you watch the interviews for Twilight, personally, I love all of the interviews where Rachel Lefebvre is, Eddie Cathegi is also included, and Taylor Lautner. So any of the three, when they have their interviews, is actually the most entertaining of all the bunch.
So I like all of the promotions because they have a way of promoting the movie. So I'm going to be thoroughly entertained, obviously, by how Jamie Campbell Bauer, I mean, does all of the promotions. I mean, it wouldn't be surprising if all of the three Volturi members would be sitting in one seat. And gauging from Michael Sheen's tweets, Jamie Campbell Bauer's tweets, that's going to be one hell of an interview. So it would really propel the movie in that particular manner. So, and it's something, I mean, gauging also from the SDCC panel, if that's going to be how they're going to answer the interviews, it's going to be such a boring thing. For Robin Christian, I mean, do I need to inject personal already para medyo, I mean, act as if you love the movie. Yun, parang ganun na yung nagiging dour na already. They're so method actors. In real life, they're starting to cascade the emo attitude in some way. So parang yun. But I just wish lang that it, ako, I'm rooting for Jamie Campbell Bauer to push through the bias that he got because of his casting. So if he's effectively, if he's able to effectively translate chaos, then okay. That's not going to be an issue.
You also have to look at it from a marketing standpoint. Kasi ngayon pa lang, ang dami ng articles na lumalabas. It's like the new hottie. Kasi, I mean, di ba, ang core audience pa rin ng Twilight saga is teenage girls. So, parang, they need, I mean, although marami nang, it's a man bar na nga, to, so to speak. Pinigyan ng lalaki. So, parang kailangan nila ng focus for, bakit totoo naman na lang? Parang they need something to focus the marketing on kasi apparently Europe is sa lalo ni Kristen.
Rumor yun.
Yeah.
Rumor pa rin. I refuse to believe na sila. For
sino,
ano?
Sino Robin Kristen Schipper?
Dito, oo.
Okay, cool.
You have Sheena. May kasama ka na, Robin Kristen Shippers. When you say that, those who make fan fictions about the two actors, so there are a lot, hundreds and hundreds of them. Sheila shared earlier that yung Chris White said that he did the shirtless scenes. Okay. Because, ano yun?
It's for the ladies.
Oh, yun?
It's for the ladies. If you can, kanjo na.
Oh, yun.
It's there.
Yung sabi niya na, ano ba ito? Which part yun?
Anyway, that's the one for the ladies. Kasi usually, the women are objectified in Hollywood.
Oh.
So now, it's the guy.
Baliktad naman.
Or they try to make it faithful. They tried to make it tasteful. They're not doing the shirtless scenes just for the sake of
for you to say na okay lang yung shirtless scenes is like whoa. Okay, pero yun, it makes sense for me. I mean, parang hirap naman mag-translate doon, sipi mo Wolfpack mag-shift, 'di ba? Afterwards, may damit sila.
Yung nga yung gusto natin eh,
Oh yeah, ano yung reaction niyo sa wolves?
Yeah. How did you find the wolves? The wolves.
The wolves
sa film.
Yeah.
Parang hindi masyadong malaki yung katawan nila.
The wolf.
Okay.
How do you find? Kasi actually parang ako lang ata yung parang nagustuhan nung first yung teaser trailer.
Uh-oh.
Parang si Jacob palang pinakita. Kasi di ba parang yung ibang reaction parang wolf ba yan, parang aso lang yan eh.
Yung interpreted as a pup, parang russet colored puppy.
Parang actually ako, para sa akin, gusto ko yung parang from the start pa lang kasi parang hindi ako nagda-doubt kay Chris White, so parang nakita ko yung
Dali natin yung pangalan nila sa Rabo.
Oo. Pasaway. Okay. Again, please continue.
Yun. Excited ako nung nakita ko yung wolves. Kung paano ko na-imagine sa book. Hindi, kasi yung iba, yung friend ko kasi, ang na-imagine niya, parang yung werewolf sa underworld.
Ah.
Ah, okay. Nakakatakot naman yun.
Saka, pangit. Yung nakatakot.
Hindi mo mamahalin.
Oo.
Oh. I mean, actually, my own question about the wolves is the size. I mean, yung if they are horse-sized wolves. Because the teaser trailer, yung nga, the thing is like russet-colored puppy based on the angel. Mm-hmm. But for this particular trailer, hello, big wolf. Malaki siya. Pero, alam mo kung ano yung gusto ko i-face frame doon? Are they still wearing their shorts?
Actually, nakita ko yung screen caps. Merong, okay. Dun sa first part, pag dinownload mo yung screen caps, makita mo yung transformation ni Paul.
Meron.
Meron. Nung dinownload mo sa live journal, meron kang, pwede mo i-download screen caps.
Okay lang yun. Yeah, I know. Okay, parang I'm just thinking, where are they going? Ano siya? Kasi Incredible Hulk. Kasi di ba pag i-transform sa Incredible Hulk back, he doesn't have his pants. So, obviously, he's going to get another set of clothes. Parang, would that be the same for ano? For now, we don't know. Yeah, oo, nabubusan sila ng damit eh. So, anyway.
In the first trailer, di ba, parang nung nag-transform si Jake, na parang sumabog yung damit niya. So,
exploding shirts. Other reactions before we, last reaction.
Sa kanina,
sige.
Sa casting. Parang, tatanong ko kayo, ano yung reaction nyo na Team Taylor Lautner ba kayo? Kasi parang, di ba, before ma-film yung Twilight, parang nagka-fast kung papalitan ba si Taylor Lautner for Jacob. Parang, ano yung reaction nyo na ngayon, si Taylor yung napili kaysa dun sa, parang kung sinigo si ni Stephanie na si Steven Strait.
Ah, okay.
Parang, kasi ngayon, kapag nakita mo, parang, mukha pa rin siyang bata eh. Parang hindi nag-mature yung itsura niya. Unlike dun sa pagkaka-describe sa book, parang dapat mukha siya 25, 26 years old.
For me kasi, I never really envisioned, I never read yung choice actors ni Steph for the movie. So I didn't have, I had a very, very clean slate about who she select, who's going to be cast for the roles. So when the publicity started to come in, kasi I read the books around June. So that particular time, about a few months before that, Breaking Dawn was going to be released. And kalalabas lang nun ng Eclipse sa paperback. So I purposely didn't look at any of the promotions until I finished Eclipse. And then when I read all of the publicities, okay, it makes sense. When I saw that it was Rob, okay, it makes sense. I think he can do a good Edward. Same thing si Kristen Stewart, same for everyone else. So, in the same way, I don't have any reactions kay Taylor Lautner. While he does look young, parang for me, I think, I didn't know it was Steven Strait yung gusto para niya. So, I cannot say that he's a bad person, a bad choice, but in terms of how he's effectively able to translate Jacob, I think he works. So, there's going to be a different interpretation. I mean, Steven Strait might actually portray Jacob differently compared to how Taylor Lautner portrays it. So, for me, I'm satisfied how Taylor portrays it. So, and I haven't seen any of Steven Strait's work. So, I can't say if he's really... But I can't say that he's a bad actor because the fact that he's existing in Hollywood, it means that he has a good job. I mean, kung...
Right.
But I don't have any... I can't say anything much about Steven Strait. So, for me, I think Jacob works. And when his role was threatened, I was actually one of the people who were wishing na sana hindi. Because there are a lot of fans that already had an emotional attachment to Taylor Lautner. In the same way as I also had an emotional attachment to Rachelle Lefebvre. So, it's unfortunate though that she was recast, but we can't do anything about it. It's still business for the company. So, it's just fortunate that we still have Taylor Lautner, at least on a continuity standpoint. But I don't know if any other actor can translate him the way trailer does it. So,
Taylor. Hindi, okay lang sa akin yung ano, yung he looks younger. At least personally, for me. Kasi maganda naman yung chemistry nila ni Kristen. Eh. So I think yun yung importante na makita on screen that their relationship is, ano, is believable, kumbaga. I'm not sure how Kristen will react to Steven Strait. Considering na nung una medyo weird siya kay Rob or I don't know. Hindi, I mean si, ano, si Kristen.
Regarding Taylor as Jacob, Team Taylor din ako. Yeah. I think we discussed this sa isang podcast before. Yung, tapos, we've been, since Twilight, since last year kasi, we've been following all the interviews and the news bits. And interaction ni Taylor with the fan base, it's very jovial. Sobrang siyang, parang ang sayahin niya. So, nung nalaman namin na may chance na hindi siya bumalik as Kwan, we sort of
nag-rant kami sa podcast.
Eh. They can't not get Taylor. And eventually, what happened na lang pala was Chris White's, when he met with Taylor, sinabi namin doon sa podcast. You listened. He lifted his shirt, he showed his abs. Achieve this. Ganon. If you achieve this, you're gonna get the role. So that's what Taylor did. Tapos pinakita niya yung abs niya kay Chris. Parang sabi daw ni Chris White, I'm not sure if Chris White was joking, pero sabi niya, nung bumalik sa kanya si Taylor, oh, it's okay, it's not close to mine, but it will have to be.
So imagine niyo si Chris White.
He works out with the wolf pack.
When Jack says that Chris White is actually really handsome in person, eh, because she saw him. Because she saw him during the multiple channel. Actually, may personal commission. Spot a Malatea in New Moon sa Volterra because one of the TCP members, if you've read the blog, actually was lucky enough to be part of the multiple channel extra casting. Yeah, she's one of the hooded people. So, and she made it, she wanted to for her to be spotted because she was wearing a white wristband. So, not all of the people were wearing that. So, ngayon, ang ano namin, spot Jack, spot Amalatea. So, fini-freeze frame ko siya. Asan si Jack? Sabi niya na, yeah, she's near the Baldocino. So, yung that particular part. So, it's probably around that particular side. But it's hard to spot. So unless nga na sobrang HD,
pwede i-spot niya na lang yung sarili niya para matapos na problema.
Oo nga eh. Kaso hindi eh. I am here.
This is me.
I am here. So, that's pretty much it. Oh, nakalabas nga eh. And they were waving flags. So, yun. Si Chris Weiss actually is guapo in person. And she actually had a crush on
Charlie Beauty.
Si Felix. UTCP will have a block screening, so I guess November 20 na talaga yung block screening that we're sponsoring at Greenbelt 3. So hindi siya advance, it's going to be on the first day. Ang pantapat lang namin doon, hindi nga siya advance screening, pero at least you'll be with fans.
Yeah, you'll be with fellow fans.
We don't care if you scream to okay. Your heart's content, it's okay.
You can cry.
Kasi we'll try to have parang mga special stuff din for the people who will attend. So, the cinema that we got is maliit na. It's around 165 seats. So, we're going to post the details, mga price, the program, price and tickets. Baka next month na, kasi yung Ayala, ang bagal nila maglagay ng price on the tickets.
Yeah, medyo.
So may mga pinamigay na books yung Hashem. Yung rep kanina. Kahit na meron na kayo niyan, okay lang. Wala na siya.
Actually, these
documentary, first print, first edition books. So if your number, if you know how to spot a first edition, first ed book, yung number sa likod, diba, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Pag 1 ang nasa dulo, that's actually up to first printing ng book. It's actually that. So all of these are first edition prints ng book. So sa likod, teka, wait lang ha.
So ready yan. To, so, pili ka rin ng name.
So, printing mo na, printing mo na tayo, kuha mo na. Alam ko mga complimentary copies eh. O sige,
we'll order. I want twilight.
Wala eh. So we'll start first with
yung moon muna.
Yung moon muna, okay. Dina Padiermos. Ay, Dina Padiermos, okay. So, can you hear you? Anong wala ka?
Breaking down.
Okay,
sige breaking down.
So, we're indulgent naman, so.
Mabait kami ngayon.
Mabait kami.
Ngayon lang.
Ay, hindi po pwede ito over my dead body again. Okay. Next winner is Joan Castro. Joan Castro? Going once?
Hello,
going twice? Okay. Sorry, if you're not here, you don't get a book. Okay. Rowena Buhat? Okay.
Totoo siya.
Yes.
Oh, yung next, yung Twilight illustrated movie comp.
Dalawa ba?
Hindi, akin to.
Okay.
Ayan na nabibigay, Marie.
Kasi walang pangalan eh. Okay, Twilight illustrated movie companion goes to Patricia Milanes. Patricia Milanes. Okay, so this is yours. Who's Ha? Kayo? Wala.
Palit kayo? Tanong mo siya.
Last to. Okay.
Special to kasi special. Hindi siya complimentary copy. Oh, courtesy of her.
Well, this is courtesy of Sheila. So, it's her, Yan. Okay. So, the winner of...
The winner is Mark. We're giving another copy. Yeah,
you're giving away another copy. So the winner for is Princess Agpawa. Princess Agpawa. Yeah. Congratulations.
May presyo pa yan. Okay lang kasi hindi naman yung complimentary
cup. Okay. So any other announcements?
Some other announcements. Then may ipi-play ako song para sa inyo.
Okay.
Sino ang halitong song?
Rest in my
Oh no!
Uwi na tayo. Never Think.
Slash
Too Far Gone.
Sam Bradley will be in Manila. On October, ayun, yun yung isang announcement. So, he's gonna have a series of concerts. October 9, 10, 11, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 sa mga SM malls. So, it's free.
Okay, so it's free. Check out that.
So, SM Mega Mall, October 9, Mall of Asia, October 10, Podium, October 11. Oy! May Clark! So, kung may kinala kayo dun sa SM Clark, October 14, South Mall, October 15, Cebu. Uy, Cebu. October 16, Fairview, 17, Santa Rosa, 18.
You'll post naman the details at the blog.
Yeah, we'll post it. So, medyo bago-bagong announcement lang siya kasi kapapayag pa lang nung promoter na i-announce.
Okay, good.
Pero we might, hopefully, we're wishing that we're able to interview him for the podcast. Ayun. So, we hope.
Yeah.
Ayun. Anyway, yun. Remember, it's Sam Bradley, the person who doesn't warble like Rob.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer. So,
If you need to find us, twilightcomedyph.blogspot.com. Our podcast is at danangpodcast.blogspot.com, or you can subscribe via iTunes. Yeah. So, itong discussion, we're recording it for the podcast. So, hopefully, we can put it up soon. Mm-mm. I hope. What else? Yun lang.
And then stay tuned to whatever the raffle is. We're giving away another Twilight Director's Notebook.
But you have the podcast. You have to listen to the podcast.
So that at least you, whatever questions that they're going to think of, I don't know. So I'm off the So just listen to the podcast so that at least you know how to win some of the director's notebook.
Ayun, so thanks for coming.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for
coming. And see you next month. Ayan,
yeah, next see you next month.
Sa concerts ni Sam Bradley and
sorry? Oh yun. So who hasn't seen the trailer? Who hasn't seen?
So you come to me for rest in my heart, rest in my home. It's all you want. I haven't seen you lately, but you still call me baby. What about my name? So I stand to save your soul. Yes, I stand to save your soul. Before you're too far gone, before nothing can be done. When I should have lied in, when I should have tried it, when I had no fight in me, and the whole world was screaming, hold on, screaming, hold on.
This podcast is not endorsed by Stephanie Meyer, Hatchet Book Group, or Summit Entertainment, and is for entertainment and information purposes only. Twilight know the names of Twilight Saga characters are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Stephanie Meyer or their respective trademark or copyright holders. All original content in this podcast is the intellectual property of Twilight Coven Philippines, unless otherwise indicated. For questions, concerns, suggestions, topic requests, send us an email at twilightcoven@gmail.com. For more information on Twilight Coven Philippines and the Danag Podcast, please visit twilightcovenph.blogspot.com.
But you still call me baby. I guess you forgot my name. But still I stand to save your soul. Yes, I stand to save your soul. Before you're too